Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We are live from Taco Bueno in Dallas, 7940 North Central Expressway. In case you're wondering if we're up and running, indeed we are. You got me, Kevin Eglin. You got, oh man, don't piss me off today, Corey Majors. And of course, the famous Alec Medford. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. How we doing?
Dude, I am in the best mood right now. I'm in a phenomenal mood.
I like it.
Taco Bueno party boxes to give away, Tolo trucker hats, and Maroon 5 tickets. If you
want
to, yeah, if you want to go to the payphone or whatever that song was
I
about.
Don't.
He said
okay.
He was at a payphone. Okay. He was trying to call home or something like that. So.
All right, and hey, we got a huge show today. We've got Jerry Jones coming up at 10:30. New Rangers manager Skip Schumacher coming up at
noon.
We're
going to have the Cowboys and the Rangers on this station?
Because we're the home of the Cowboys and the Rangers.
You mean we get to do a two-on-one conversation with the manager of the Texas Rangers today that nobody else gets to do?
Fact.
So we get to ask questions, not the dumb questions that others might ask, but the brilliant questions that the KNC Masterpiece might ask.
Did you say the brave or brilliant?
Both. Oh. Yeah, we're both brave and brilliant at the same time, Kevin.
All right, so with all that in mind, when you think we're going to zig, we're instead going to zag and start by, of course, talking about the Stars. Go ahead and give me cut number one, please, good sir.
Up and down the near side boards, trying to shed Scheifele across. Nice pass, Hellebuck save, rebound, score! Mikko Rantanen! His first opening night in Dallas, he gets the first goal of the season. And the Stars on the board quickly.
Now, giving up one goal is that's not so bad.
Are you going to play all the great plays?
You know, I could play all of the goals, but I want to skip to cut number five. Because we said that we were hoping that you would see, you know, a huge bounce back, and I know it's just one game from a miserable playoffs. But go ahead and give me cut number five. This gentleman looking like he put it away.
Charlie finds Lundqvist. Good movement, shot, score! Wyatt Johnston through traffic. It is raining goals here in the third for Dallas, a 5-1 lead.
Now, that's five goals that was given up by the Winnipeg Jets goalie, and sometimes I forget exactly how to say his name or what his name is. If only there were something that could help me remember.
That's Connor Hellebuck. Buck, buck. Yeah, Connor Hellebuck. Buck, buck. Yeah, Connor Hellebuck. Buck, buck. Yeah, Connor Hellebuck.
I hate this song.
Corey, it's Connor Hellebuck.
My
and
day
he
was
hella
going
suck,
so well.
Suck, suck.
It was going so well, and then you played that song, and it might have ruined it.
Well, guess what? I wouldn't count on that being the last time you hear that song today.
Oh,
and so,
yeah.
Corey, we got a chance.
Is he going to win the Vezina?
I mean, not based off of this. Although, to be fair, the Stars had a huge amount of shots on goal. So that certainly doesn't help. But We're looking at it.
That was, hold on. Can I revisit what you just said there? Didn't it feel like this team was afraid to take shots unless it was a perfect shot?
Yes.
And this year, right out of the gate, they're just like, throw it at the net, baby. Let's see what happens. We're all studs.
Well, I mean, look, they proved last night that playoffs or not, maybe that goalie isn't very good. What was that Winnipeg goalie's name again?
No, don't do that.
Drawing a blank.
Don't do it. Oh, my gosh. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it today.
All right. Now, at this point.
I don't know if I can.
By the way, Alec, you're doing a great job so far this morning. So, look, it's 5-1. Perhaps you pivoted over to Thursday Night Football. Well, guess what? If you did, that was almost a massive mistake because it's 5-1 about midway through the third period, and you're like, hey, what a great day. The Stars absolutely dominated. They beat a rival. They beat a team that we think is going to be very good. And then in the back half of the third period, this thing fell apart. Corey, this is the part.
I thought you were
talking. This is the part where you
talk.
Okay,
well, here's the deal, Kevin. I have a story to tell you. Last night, Carter had...
Hold on. Somebody said my dance moves need work. We're in a booth. what do you want me to do?
Last night...
And I'm white.
My middle son, Carter. That's true. White man, overbite. My middle son, Carter, had an orchestra event with the high school. So they were doing the cluster concert, if you will. So it started at 7 and went till about 9 o'clock, it felt like. And so I got home, and I was like, all right, I've been watching, on the phone throughout the night. And I said, I'm going to finally sit down, watch this game, turn it on. As soon as I turn it on, the first goal in the third period happened. And I was like, oh, crap, this is not good for me.
Oh, the first goal for Winnipeg?
For Winnipeg in the third period. And I was like, they're already up 5-1. Kevin, I was getting ready to fire off a tweet that said, looks like the Stars understand going 82-0 starts tonight.
Well, the good news is that wouldn't have been the worst tweet because yesterday Sean said even the Shanks can't mess up Philadelphia -7.5.
Okay.
And we'll get to that game in just a few minutes.
But, Kevin, that was the case, I was getting ready to do that, and then all of a sudden, and they have 3 goals, and I'm like, oh, I can't fire this tweet off right now.
Yeah.
But didn't it just kind of feel like, just watching that period specifically, it felt like they said, hey, we're going to keep attacking, and that kind of fired back on them. It backfired just a little bit, and Winnipeg was like, we'll bounce back against you too. They could have bled out the clock. They could have just chucked it down to the end and said, we're good here, but they were like, no, let's keep adding to this, and it kind of came back and got a little scary, but not
good for you for only being a little scary, because Kyle Connor really put the fear into me the way that he was able to score his back-to-back goals, and I started having flashbacks to, was it Vancouver, San Jose? Who was it last year that the Stars played and they gave up the 3-goal lead in the final minute for the first time in the history of the NHL? I started having nightmares like that. I really still 10 and a half, 11 minutes. When it scoring 5. Man, it felt like we were on the brink of going from what a celebration to, oh, no.
Because yesterday during our conversation with G-Bag, when everybody on the G-Bag Nation, who we love so much,
we love that show so much,
everybody agreed that it was a pivotal game. Everybody agreed that it was the level of importance for this game. Desperate team theory for the Stars, really needed to come out the gates firing. And you were like, nah, not that big of a deal. But you said, man, I hope the Stars aren't up 5-0. And then they proved me completely wrong. But there they were, 5-1, and you were like, oh, no, this is crazy.
Yeah, and I was very concerned about that. Luckily, they were able to close it out. Dallas gets the victory, and yes.
San Jose?
I think it was either San Jose or Vancouver. Okay. I believe it if it was San Jose, because I remember it was against a team that was, it probably was San Jose, because they weren't good. From the 903, so you're telling me 82-0 is possible. Do you believe in the Stars now, Kevin? I believe in the Stars. There's a difference between that and going 82-0, and from the 469, my math says the Stars are going 82-0. I cannot tell you.
You told me the other day that the Lions were on pace to have a worse record than last year. Right now, the Stars are on pace to go 82-0, and you keep denying that.
That is true. I'm not denying that that's what the pace says. I'm denying it will happen, but Corey, you'll be glad to know I cannot tell you how many people tweeted me or messaged me on social media last night saying, hey, Can't get to 82-0 without 1-0. Even frickin' Waddle.
That is a fact.
Said that. Oh, yeah. And that person added, I said go debate a wall, Kevin. Now, if we're talking about debates, I have an amazing addition to the NHL rulebook for you. No, okay. This is not political.
You said debates.
All right. Did you see what the NHL added to the rulebook? They added the term common sense.
I'm not kidding.
To their glossary of terms, like one would hope that you would understand what common sense meant either way, but the NHL put a specific definition for this in their rule book. NHL officials are empowered to use common sense. This applies to any situation or rule that isn't explicitly covered in the rule literature. So they are encouraging, Corey, common sense from the NHL officials this year.
Oh, I'm proud of that. Like, that is essential to the sport itself. It's essential to every sport. Like, what's the catch? Oh, who knows? Let's break it down to something stupid so we don't really even have a clue. Des caught it. I love that they added that to the rule book this year. Can I go back to the Stars real quick and ask you a question?
Okay, do you want me to go back to cut 14?
Yes.
All right, you heard it, Alec. Give me cut 14.
That's Connor Hellebuck.
Okay, I didn't know that was cut 14, honestly. I'm sorry, y'all. For everybody, never go to cut 14 is what I just wrote down.
I was just so excited that you authorized it.
No, what I wanted to ask is we had the discussion about who should wear the C next.
Sure.
And after the way last night's game went and started, do you feel like this is Mikko's team? Like, this is his group? It's a sure. deeply talented bunch. He is definitely the best player on the ice.
So I will just say I probably should have done in the offseason a historical study about when people get the C. You know, because he's only been here like a handful of games going back to last year. So, I mean, I know there's a history of going with the young players. Like, if you went with Wyatt Johnson, I know that's not what we're doing right now. But if you did, I know there's a history of giving the C to the younger players on their sweater and going with it. I'm not as familiar with the history of players that got traded or picked up in free agency immediately picking that up. But strictly from a like playing, money, skill, in the room position, that would make sense to me, especially in another year.
And you also probably think that all the guys in that room are also like, yes, we have that dude. You know, like, we know that we have that guy on our team and you don't.
Right,
It's got to be an exciting thing to know that he can do some special things. Like, we know he can disappear at times.
Sure, yes.
Hopefully Glenn Gullitson gets that. He's like, no, I'm going to find ways for him to always appear.
We're the KNC Masterpiece. Coming up next, we'll be live from Taco Bueno in Dallas, 7940 North Central Expressway. I promise I will not play that song in the next segment, but we need to talk about Thursday Night Football. Did we just need... see the next step in the Eagles' collapse.
Hurts in a shotgun set. Barkley to his right. Motions Smith out. Hurts back. Throws left. Pass intercepted along the right sideline. Racing up the sideline for the Giants is Cordell Flott. He's to the 40, 30, and knocked out of bounds at the Philadelphia 22. Hurts picked off for the first time this year. Cordell Flott's his name.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live from Taco Bueno, 7940 North Central Expressway here in Dallas. We got giveaways. I already got my stress taco that I'm squeezing on right now.
Why are you so stressed?
Dude, you've met me. It doesn't matter. Well, you should know exactly why I'm stressed now.
You're nervous about me asking Jerry about the evil dream that my wife had the other night when she was like,
Either that or the alternative Super Bowl halftime show. Those are both stressful questions.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, so let's talk about Thursday Night Football last night because holy moly. If you would have told me that the Giants were going to win this game, I'd be like, I don't know about that, but maybe they'll figure out a way to eke it out. If you told me going in that they were going to straight up dominate this game, and the second half they would like impose their will on the Eagles, and the Eagles would not particularly put up much of a counterattack, there's no way I would have believed that.
You know, the New York did exactly what they said they were going to do, and they weren't going to let Saquon Barkley get going. And that being said, right now the Philadelphia Eagles don't seem to be able to get their run game going at all, no matter what.
True.
But even whenever he would go into the flats or he would go out in routes, like immediately he was covered and Jalen Hurts was like, well, I got to go somewhere else. And by that time, Brian Burns or somebody was already in his face. Their pressure up front absolutely got to Jalen Hurts last night and affected him in so many different ways. And then, Kevin, on the other side of the ball, Jackson Dart looked like he had complete command of this offense, understands it, knows his outs, even whenever he's in bad situations. And having Cam Scataboo near the goal line just looks like it's going to be a terrifying problem for a lot of teams.
In your face, Bobby.
Well, and that also, I guess I'm going to kind of take a little bit of credit. I feel like I was on the Jackson Dart train a little early, and he's turning out good right now.
So, by the way, speaking about Cam Scataboo being on the goal line, Cam Scataboo, the first Giants player with 3 rushing touchdowns in a game in 14 years, and he's only the 2nd rookie in franchise history to do it.
Brandon Jacobs?
I don't actually.
T.E. Barber?
I don't know.
Saquon Barkley?
Definitely not him. And then for Jackson Dart, 3 quarterbacks have rushed for at least 50 yards in each of their first 3 starts in the Super Bowl era. Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts, and now Jackson Dart. And there's something that
they're one and the same.
I mean, there's something that
I'm not going to lie. Watching Jackson Dart a few times yesterday, I was like, oh, those are some moves that Jalen Hurts has.
Okay.
Like, but when Jalen Hurts, like, breaks the pocket, he gets low and when he runs. And Jackson Dart had a couple of those moments, too, yesterday. That's interesting that those numbers stand that way.
And he said something after the game that I was like, oh, man, that is the kind of connection and leadership that I don't want to see as a Cowboys fan. But if you're a Giants fan, I think you should be super stoked about it. In the post game, he started talking about the city. He goes, man, this city, like, I've talked to so many people. They're hard workers. All they want to do is win. Like, we need to win for this city. And it was that level of, like, it just felt like a leadership moment.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, like I said, for a young quarterback, that's kind of scary because you've got the reigning Super Bowl champion quarterback, and I know they've struggled with the Eagles. You have Jaden Daniels that I feel like everybody is expecting to take over the league. And now if there's Jackson Dart, who's already showing the maturity and leadership after his 3rd start, that you're kind of like, uh-oh, that's a lot.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
A lot of quarterback talent in your division. But on the flip side, Dak Prescott is playing insane right now. So,
yeah. I mean, he's playing like the longest tenured quarterback in the NFL.
Right.
Like he actually is.
With
but
his team.
Yes. Yes. Yep, that's it.
Okay. Now, for the standings or for the Eagles, we talked about it, and it's probably way too soon. They're still 4-2. But when you see the maybe internal turmoil followed by just getting walloped, man, do you see the combination potential for this team spinning out some?
You know, yesterday when you asked that, I was like, let's wait one more. Because they had won games they shouldn't have won.
I agree.
And, I mean, even the Cowboys game.
Yes.
Like, that's really, honestly, that could have been a toss-up. Just like the way that it went, unfortunately, CeeDee Lamb had the very bad moment in the game that I think that, you know, that could, how bad are we going to feel if that marred the season? At the end of the year, that was the thing. Or will we blame it on the fact that that ball should have just fallen straight to the ground and overtime the clock?
I keep thinking, like, man, I wish it would have hit his calf and gotten us.
Maybe
that
the Cowboys
extra half
are
a
right.
Second.
Maybe Jerry and Steven are right. They are unlucky sometimes. but they could have lost that game. They could have lost a bunch of other ones so far. And I think as losses start to stack up, guys start to get more impatient. Guys start to get more pointy finger thing. And I think that could be a real problem for this bunch that already seems like they all go in different directions anyway, but they're
right.
So talented they're able to win. Now this is where – this is probably, Kevin, for me, where we find out what Nick Sirianni does.
Okay, well, then you will be fascinated by this schedule. Next up, on the road against the Vikings, host the Giants, Packers, Lions, Cowboys. So that is a tough schedule ahead. And we'll talk about all the tush-bush stuff a little bit later. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we will talk with Dallas Cowboys owner and general manager Jerry Jones right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring you Dallas Cowboys owner and general manager Jerry Jones. Good morning, sir.
Well, good morning. Good to be on with you guys.
Well, we were just having an in-depth conversation about it. I know it feels like every single week in the NFL you get a result that maybe some people, like myself, weren't expecting. Were you locked in to the divisional game last night, and were you surprised by the way it played out?
Well, of course, again, each team in the NFL, in my view, can beat any team. And it's because we are designed for parity. We're basically designed so that if you win the Super Bowl, you're the last to draft. When people waive players, you're the last team. If you're the Super Bowl winner, you're the last out of 32. You're 32. To be able to pick that player up. Every other club gets a chance to pick him up when he leaves another team. That's subject to his contract. Where I'm going from this whole thing's designed for parity, and it's designed, frankly, every way it can be for everybody to be 50-50. And candidly, I really think you should go 50-50, but for your ability to get better than everybody else. So, long-winded answer, doesn't surprise me at all that a team can evolve. That New York Giant team that we played when we opened up this year, didn't open up, but played them, is not the same team that's playing right now, and it's but 3 weeks later.
Do you feel like the East is even more open now that Philadelphia has lost than it was going into this weekend, this past weekend?
Well, I don't know that game created my answer, but in general, I have felt that our division is, we're very capable of evolving into what we want to be as we hopefully get better against the Panthers. I hope we evolve into a team that can compete for the NFC East Championship or the division winner.
Now, I know you were talking about some of the rules in place for the NFL that create this kind of parity, and we really like that. Sometimes the rules are a little bit tougher, like when they fined you for this past weekend. Have you appealed that fine? And if not, is today the deadline, and are you going to appeal it?
I'm still considering that. We've got a couple more conversations that we're having with various ones. But that's still open, so I'm not going to be able to give you an answer there on the appeal. That's that. And, of course, a league, teams have to have basic rules they agree to, because what one team owner, what one team's coach, what one team's players does have a reflection on everyone. And then there's always a matter of opinion. And questions about the amount, or certainly whether it falls in that category or not. And so all of that relates to an appeal. It's part of being a league. I understand the discipline of the league for sure. The disciplinary actions of the league.
If I know anything about my co-host, he wants you to keep fighting. He's always about even going after it. Jerry, there were a lot of positives coming out of that Jets game. One concern from a lot of people was how much the Jets were able to run on the ball on you guys. Do you think after y'all's meetings this week that's a quick and easy fix, or is that something you feel like you need to keep an eye on?
Oh, well, quick and easy is really not trite to your question, but really it's more than that. But it is a fundamental scheme thing that execution is as part of is what the scheme is. And simply said, everybody's got a gap responsibility. Everybody's got a place they're supposed to be responsible for. And if you're not, you can create quite a hole in the defense. And you can practice that. You can repeat practicing, or you can repeat your giving the same word, but my point is you can get better practicing with what's causing us to have these problems.
Are you feeling like we might see the same offensive line as last weekend, or are you thinking Tyler Guyton will be back starting at left tackle?
Yeah, I think that game day is going to tell us that, but we'll have this likely that he'll be in there, absent some setback here these next couple of days, and but some of the same players that played well. You will see out there because of the fact that we don't have everybody and we'll need to dress out extra players. And you're allowed to dress out without counting on the roster count. You're allowed to dress out an extra offensive lineman. And that's something a lot of people aren't aware of. But you can be above your 53 dress out if he's an offensive lineman.
You just talked about some of the offensive linemen who have been playing really well. Obviously, Nate Thomas is one of those people. Do you think before the injury, Tyler Guyton was playing well enough to remain the starter?
Well, I do, yes. But Nate Thomas has really been a pleasant thing to watch him evolve. He had an outstanding training camp, and he's really gotten, if you will, of more importance, of more depending on him than we could have anticipated starting this year. So bottom line is, yes, it's a good situation to have. And Nate gives us position flex, too. He can go to other positions.
And we're always looking for more of that, for sure. Mm-hmm. You know, we know we have George Pickens now, and everybody's very happy about that. But during the draft, there seemed to be some interest in Tet McMillan. Do you remember your feelings on Tet McMillan, and are you looking forward to seeing him Sunday?
Well, I think that I don't zero in when we've got an interest in a player and he's playing us and that type thing. It's a great question, and it's really something of interest to fans. But from my perspective, I'm more worried about who we're going to have out there and who how they're going to play than I am about who we're playing.
Well, the other thing, too, though, Bryce Young, quarterback for the Panthers, hasn't quite lived up to that number one overall billing. Do you believe that it's kind of a roll the dice whenever you have the number one overall pick and you go for a quarterback? Or is it really about the organization and the development that they're drafted into?
No, I think it's a major roll of the dice at the quarterback spot. The issue is, of course, that's a lot of consideration when you look at it through what a number one first pick in the draft, what it's worth or in terms of getting other picks. And so it is a big consideration. But the real consideration, the real cost to the franchise is all of the games and the time and the everything that has to be invested to determine or give this player every opportunity to be the starting quarterback in the NFL for whatever team. Now, that's a high price to pay. And you can spend a lot of years, you can spend a lot of games, you can have a lot of negative outcomes and still not know if you've got a top quarterback. And sometimes you don't know it, and you see teams that the player moves on, and then he will go someplace, and after a few years, become the quarterback that the team originally that drafted him thought they were going to have. It's a rough road to hoe to draft and develop quarterback.
Now, in terms of y'all's quarterback, I think we all realize football is very much it's a team effort. But
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With the way Dak is playing right now, do you think he can carry the Cowboys to the playoffs?
Well, the way a lot of what makes Dak Dak is what he does to the team. Not just his play, not just his responsibility in the play, but it's what he's done to prepare the team, not only at his duties at quarterback, but what he's done to prepare the team, as well as provide a unique dealership. I mean, leadership. He's the best leader, frankly, that I think I've ever been around. That's probably enhanced by the fact he's the quarterback. And I thought Michael Irvin may be one of the best leaders I've ever seen. But the bottom line is that Dak does enjoy that status of quality, maybe the best, and yet does play quarterback. And so it doesn't surprise me that what I heard time and time again from coaches that have been here that are not here any longer is that Dak raises the level of everybody around him better than anybody they've ever seen.
Now, Dak also said he would love it if he could play until he was 40. That was a nice round number, maybe into his 40s. Could you see that given, you know, some of the injury concerns that he's had over the past few years?
Well, we all know that the physical game that we have, that injury concerns are just a fact. They are a real concern, more so than I think any other sport. Having said that, the way Dak plays this game and the mental aspect of it and what he does before snap out there. You know, I've heard over the years different coaches say, we just got to get Dak to do less. We've got to somehow make those calls before the snap. We've got to give him help in that area because we just got so much on his shoulders apart from actually getting the ball to the spot he wants to throw it, if it's a pass play. So, you know, this is a long-winded conversation you can have here, but that's why we made the commitment, candidly, with Dak at the time in his career that we made him the highest-paid player in the NFL. And I think he's the reason why we all have a chance to be optimistic about this season, and I think it can happen.
But you've never been known to be long-winded or anything, right?
when we get going on a subject, it just every word just breeds three more.
Yeah, that's the way. We understand. We're in the radio business. We got to talk to Jerry. We heard Jonathan Mingo had a little bit of a setback. There might be a little bit of concern with what's going on there. Do you know exactly what happened? Are you concerned that he won't be ready for whenever the windows open?
Well, it doesn't surprise me when someone is coming off of an injury, and it doesn't surprise me that they can get out, and it may not even be in the same area. It's one of the things we always talk about, that after somebody has been rehabbing from an injury, that he could likely have something else come up. So it doesn't surprise me, but I don't know that anybody knows, the time frame from the extent of the injury as to how it might compromise him on getting back.
Okay, gotcha. Now, this was something I was listening to you talk with Sean and RJ, and you were talking about how much business you've done up in New York and how you spent a lot of time up there. And you mentioned business a couple of different times. I was kind of curious, on game day, when you're out on the field and y'all are all kind of getting ready for the game, do you talk business with anybody out on the field? Do you talk business with people up in the suite? Or are you like, no, I'm focused. I'm locked in on the game today.
Oh, it's always about the game. Always about the game. Now, you can talk about if business is the numbers of fans, that are in the stands, or if a business has to do with something they're doing with the showing of the game, the network. If you're talking about that, then, you know, I'm answering a question with a question. Is that business?
Right.
Well, the business of the NFL is that player or those players out on that field. I'm always amused when someone says, I'm out here playing ball and I let others take care of business. Man, this is called pro football, not amateur. The whole show, from what you're wearing on your feet to what's being done to broadcast the game or what's being done on the sideline, it's all business.
Now, also, Jerry, yesterday Turning Point announced that they're going to have an alternative halftime show. And I was kind of curious, do you welcome that kind of approach, or do you feel like that takes away from what the NFL does during the Super Bowl?
I'm not really familiar with that announcement, and I accept what you're saying.
Gotcha.
But it's such a knowing what I know about presenting events or presenting programming. You have a huge reason to get top programming, so that dial is where it is. When you change the scenery, it's called preceding something you want people to stay on and watch with something that will cause that dial to already be there. Keeps them right in line. And so to me, to be playing a Super Bowl, you've got to be pretty compelling to have something that reach up there and turn that dial. Just from the standpoint of the habit of the nature of, if you will, the business. So, one of the most important things top programming does is the lead in to what's coming on the screen after they're through with that programming. And I know a lot of people have always put a high value on what the NFL is, its value as a lead in to following programming that's coming later.
That's a really good point, Kevin, because Jerry Jones leads into Mickey Spagnola. So it's always about the lead-in programming.
Now listen. Let's don't get anything going here about Mickey. He's my man, and we've been together a long time. So, and boy, I do think the world of him, and he's an example that I give with media all the time. I say, guys, you know, we're all cousins. I'm here because I love sports. And I chose to spend my life principally in sports. And you did too. That's why you guys are there.
That's true.
And so no matter what we disagree on, we're still family. And that's not buttering you up, that's just a fact. I can appreciate why you're doing what you're doing today.
Now, big weekend in sports in the Metroplex outside of just this game. Do you have a feel, do you have a prediction for Texas OU this weekend?
Well, I'm not going to go with a prediction in any way, but I know that to me, long before the Cowboys, the idea of this game fed my desire to be a part of football and be a part of my future being a part of this great game. It is an institution of the game of football. And what's neat is, it usually has a center cut of some of the best players there are in this United States in American football. So it is a big deal. And it happens that OU and Texas, so much of OU's program, so many of those players come from Texas.
Yeah.
And so it's just an original in terms of putting together a lot of the things that have made this sport be what it's been and what it's evolved today for. So I just can't say enough about the fact that the Cowboys, Texas, all of that has a touch to the Texas OU game because it has a significance of its own in American football.
Well, we appreciate the time very much, good sir. Best of luck against Carolina, and we'll catch you next Friday.
Let's have a good weekend, guys, and
yes,
a big one against Carolina. All right. Bye.
There you go. Jerry Jones right here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, we're trying to get as much content as possible into the show today. So right now, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. It's time for some baseball nuggets. Good job. And on the baseball front, just a reminder, we will talk with Texas Rangers new manager Skip Schumacher coming up at noon. Let's talk about the Dodgers and Phillies game. So the Dodgers and Phillies game goes into the 11th. It's tied 1-1. Some phenomenal pitching. And by the way, Shohei continues to struggle at the plate throughout these playoffs. The bases are loaded. The play is at home. It's a force out. Get the ball to home plate. Let's go to cut number 9, where it's going to be a comebacker to the pitcher, and it's not totally going to work out his way.
Pajes breaks his bat. Kirkring got to find it. Throws to the plate. Oh, my goodness. He throws it away, and the Dodgers have won. The Dodgers win. And they are moving on to the NLCS.
All right.
That's it, man.
So
that's the difference.
And what threw him off was he couldn't collect the ball at first. I realize that's difficult on a comebacker, but he had trouble scooping it back up, and clearly he panicked about rushing it. I don't know if he wasn't thinking it's just a force, just get it to the catcher, as opposed to like dropping a tag or whatever, but he threw that ball way too high, and it is on an error in the bottom of the 11th that series ends. And I know we made reference to this the other day, but let's go back now. I told you the Phillies wouldn't win the World Series. Well, let's go back to the 2023 NLCS. Since Game 2, the Phillies are 3-10 in the postseason.
Wow.
So now you talk about a team that regular
Bryce
season.
Harper.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, look, regular season is going to become irrelevant to them because they're going to be like, well, what are you going to do in October?
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right about that. And then that's kind of already what Philly fans are feeling.
Like, I could see
just
that.
Look at their basketball team, the Sixers. They're like, we don't care about any of this other stuff. Y'all need to do the right thing whenever we get to the playoffs.
Right.
Like, that's where that city already is our Eagles just won a championship. Why can't you?
Right.
You know, like that's the where they are mindset wise. It always fascinates me, Kevin. And I know you were talking about the fumbling the ball a little bit and also the pressure of the situation.
Which I get the fumble. I will say that.
It always amazes me how pitchers have a hard time throwing to first. Or a shorter throw to the catcher in those kinds of instances, because their bodies are all wound to do one thing, and then now their whole mechanics have to change just a little bit. But that one's costly, and that's why when Mike was talking about how the Rangers pitching staff works so hard on their PFPs and these moments and practicing those, because those things pay off. And you can't stop doing those practices in the playoffs. You got to keep at it, just because these situations might pop up and be the reason you win or lose a game.
Now let's go ahead and go to cut number 8, because the Chicago Cubs, you wouldn't have known it at the time, but they put it away straight away in this game.
The stretch by the right-hander Peralta, the pitch, a swing and a drive, deep right field, it's got a chance, gone! Three-run homer, Ian Happ. Cubs lead 3-0.
Now, one thing that the Cubs have been really, really good at in this postseason, they have been a menace in the first inning offensively. So they have been able to, most of the time, establish a lead, or in one game, I think, at least not fall further behind. So they are able to force a Game 5 right there. That will be Saturday. Game 5 of Mariners-Tigers is today. And it's an interesting number because we've talked about this. Teams that take a 2-0 lead at home in a division series have won 31 of 34 times. Now Chicago able to fight back to force Game 5 on Saturday. And like I said, in the American League, you will see Game 5 of Detroit and Seattle today. I take it just because of the American League nature and it being an elimination game, you are invested.
Oh, and absolutely, dude. With Scooball on the mound, like that's huge right there, for one. But also, you know, with what the Mariners have done, their ability to pop one and change the game completely with one swing, it makes an exciting adventure.
A couple more quick baseball notes for you. Former Red Sox All-Star Mike Greenwell He died at 62, just a few months after revealing his cancer diagnosis. And I know for a lot of people like around our age, definitely grew up with plenty of Mike Greenwell cards breaking down those stats. NBC is going to air a standalone primetime MLB game the second night of the season. You know, we had talked about how Netflix is going to have the standalone first night game. Everybody opens their season the next day, and that will be capped off at night. So that means the vast majority of teams, as is usually the case, will be playing during the day for their, like, opening day.
No, I'm sorry, Kevin. I didn't know. Do not take that clip of me sounding like I was. No, it's the city. I was acting as the city. I was not saying, no, I didn't say that about the Eagles, Kevin. That's not my.
Did you use the word our?
Dadgummit.
Well.
People are texting that in, and this is infuriating me.
Welcome.
Look
Alec
what you've
and
done.
I have known this
Look
for
what you've
months.
Done.
Yeah,
I just
Alec
to know
and I have known this
you
for
have
months.
Done this. Mm-hmm.
And then, if you are interested, I know some people love it. I know some people think it's the worst thing that's ever happened to baseball. The Savannah Bananas are going to play three straight days at Globe Life Field. That is going to be September 25th through September 27th. Next year. So I'm sure they will have no problem selling that out if you've seen what they've been doing at these football stadiums. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live from Taco Bueno in Dallas, 7940 North Central Expressway. Coming up next, we will talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, the man that Jerry Jones just shouted out, Mickey Spagnuolo, right here on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.